وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. I would like to congratulate the brothers and sisters on the martyrdom of the shuhada that we had today. And I didn't say that, that was not a mistake. If you look back at the videos from Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, when some of the greater shuhada were martyred, he would actually mention them in his speech, and he would congratulate, the letters that would go would be congratulating those. It's a great achievement for the shuhada. For there were many, I don't know, I haven't seen a figure that includes all of the shuhada of the attack of the American forces directly in Baghdad, on the road from the airport, on Hashd al-Sha'bi, which this would be the second direct attack of the United States Armed Forces on Hashd al-Sha'bi, and this time including one of their brethren, Haj Qasim Soleimani, and one of the top officials of al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. God knows their rank. God knows their rank. And as the leader has mentioned before, regarding these great figures that we have seen so much from, that shahada is the reward of their jihad fi sabilillah. If they would have died any other way, it would not have been worthy. In this particular instance, brothers and sisters, both the previous attack and this attack, where the American armed forces attacked directly, not through some covert, some terrorist organization that they have created and then blame it on them one way or another, directly. And they have taken responsibility for it. This shows something very important to us, and honestly, I envy these shuhada. I heard, my wife told me before I left, I usually check the news a few times a day. I checked it in the morning. I didn't check it this evening before coming. And then on the way out, my wife told me that this has happened. She'd received the news. She mentioned Qasim Soleimani. I came here in the parking lot. I checked the news. I saw Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was one of the shuhada as well. And their images were put together. I saw it was a more serious thing. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, because Qasim Soleimani has been martyred, he's not going to be seen or may not be seen as much. Great mujahid fi sabilillah for many, many years. Many years. They think now that they have accomplished something. I read somewhere that Trump has, I guess, very arrogantly and very proudly put up the flag of the U.S. on Twitter after this. Okay. A couple of words that need to be said. First, as I said, I envy them for many different reasons, but if I can get this across, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath, I believe it says, or it's in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. He says that عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ, there's a couple of places actually that this is mentioned. One is definitely in Surah Al-Fath, the last verse. I remember that's, it says لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. It's a parable of the believers. It's mentioned in the Gospel, in the Injil. The parable, the method of the believers, the followers of the Holy Prophet, that extends, we've mentioned this before, extends up to today. Their parable is كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعِ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. They grow, they develop such that the ones who planted the seed, when they look at what has come from this, they are themselves stunned and shocked to the development that has happened. That's how much development they're able to achieve. What happens with that development? The zurra', the ones who planted those seeds, the ones who worked on that to happen, are themselves stunned. They are very happy of the results, and in fact, shocked at how great the results are. On the other hand, the kuffar are liyaghidha, the kuffar get angry at the development of the believers. In another chapter of the Holy Quran, I can't remember the verse entirely, but it says, عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ, whatever causes the غَيْظ of the kuffar, causes the hatred, their bughd, their hatred, and their anger, is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually these guys would not operate like this. They have mentioned apparently that Trump has personally made or given the order, I want this guy or these guys dead. I mean, that shows how much anger they have, that they went against many, I think, of their protocols to try to get these individuals. It shows you how much ghayd, how much hatred, and how much anger they have created for the kuffar, the great Satan. And so they had to come in directly and take these people out. It's something to envy. I congratulate them. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us join them. And at whatever levels, I don't think I could reach something like that, but as close as I can get to that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us get there. I congratulate and also express my condolences to his family and all those who love them across the globe, which are many people, Muslim and non-Muslim. That's one point. The other point that needs to be mentioned, this is when I get emotional about this or I feel sad in a sense and tears come, it's not out of despair. It is not out of a sadness that comes from a negative material loss. It's really out of envy and losing these great figures that we love so much and what they did to them. Similar, but not the same as the tears we shed. Directly. Nobody thought that. Or even perhaps a couple decades ago, I don't think anyone expected for this particular commander or for Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis or the others that were with them to reach this level of achievement and accomplishment where the kuffar, the leaders of kufr, a'immatul kufr, are wanting these particular individuals out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained them. Let me remind us, this is not a theory that has not been tested. This is not a thought that we have not seen before. The examples that come to mind are numerous. I'll just mention maybe a couple of them. I'll start with this. In the discussions that were taking place in amongst the council that were putting together the Constitution of the Islamic Republic, when they wanted to put wilayatul faqih in the Constitution, and make that wilaya mutlaqa, you know, based on the Islamic Republic's constitution, which is based on Islamic teachings, the faqih, the one who has knowledge of the religion and is pious, has got full authority. Everyone else falls under him, whether it's the president, the head of the judiciary, the head of the, or the speaker of parliament, or whatever it is. Armed forces, everything is under the authority of the leader or the wali al-faqih. When that was being put in the constitution, there were people that were raising issues regarding that. One of the points that was being mentioned was this. They said, well, this is going to be a dictatorship of a, now this time a faqih. We used to have a dictatorship, or the dictatorship of some illiterate person or some foreign educated person, like Reza Shah, he was illiterate, or his son, he was Western educated in some non-divine field, whatever the education was, because honestly I'm not sure if he really was educated, but that's what they say about him. Anyhow, before it was the dictatorship of these figures, now it's the dictatorship of someone with these clothes on. What's the difference? It's dictatorship. And they couldn't say anything about Imam Khomeini because they say, well, Imam Khomeini is an exception. We've seen that, no, he's not a dictator, obviously. But what about afterwards? This is a constitution. This was a thought that was being put forward, and they were creating these doubts in the minds of those who were sitting there to make a decision to put this in the constitution. Now, Islamically, it's pretty clear. That's the rule. But this was a thought that was being put out that caused people, some people, to have doubts. One of the ulama, the great ulama that was present in those sessions, is Shaheed Ayatollah Dastghib. I don't know how many of you have heard his name. I'm sure some of you at least have, and some of you have read his books. There are a few of his works that have been translated to English. The Greater Sin, or Greater Sins, is a book written by Shaheed Ayatollah Dastghib. May Allah bless his soul. A great arif. He was a student of Sayyid Ali Qadhi Khan. That Khomeini is a phenomenon that is unprecedented. And once he goes, we don't know what's going to happen. This is the idea. If he goes, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen afterwards? And by the way, that was a serious question that was there, on a much greater scale than what we have today. Shaheed Ayatollah Dastghib, in the early days, only a month or two perhaps after the success of the revolution, he said, if this is mentioned, this is the whisper of the shaitan. These are whispers of the shaitan. What is this? He says, Allah brought Khomeini. What are you thinking? And if Allah takes him, he's capable of bringing someone else that's like him or better than him. Allah can do that. Then he read a verse of the Quran, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. We do not abrogate a sign, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. An ayah, everything is an ayah of Allah. Everything. We will not abrogate, meaning remove. An ayah, it's a general concept. It's not regarding this person or that person. It includes everything in all areas. Don't think God depends on this particular person or thing or book or whatever it is, and it's gone, what's going to happen? مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. We do not abrogate a sign, أَوْ نُنْسَهَا, or make it be forgotten, except that نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا, we will bring a better one, أَوْ مِثْلَهَا, or at least something that is like it, no less than it. And that was the case. That was the case when Imam Khomeini passed away. The enemies were looking forward to that, and they were hoping that that happened sooner rather than later. Many attempts to assassinate him all failed. They were hoping, oh, he's old, he's going to die afterwards, it's all gone. Now 30 years later, after the demise of Imam Khomeini, they're hoping that this leader dies. It's not about this leader or that leader. These stupid kuffar think it's this person or that person. A believer knows and understands it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. He has said this. Greater people, Allah took the Holy Prophet. Before he was taken, he told the people, if he passes or he is killed, what are you going to do? Go back to the believers? Or do you think it's going to end? Every imam on the day of Ashura, this was perhaps one of the darkest times in the sense of losing all those people in that way in one day. Was it the end of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. There's a next imam. He will have another imam, another person, other people. In the recent time, last example we will mention. In the recent times, I want you to think about that example. Every imam that was taken, that day of the shahada of that imam was a horrific day. But it's not a day that we lose hope or we think, oh my God, what are we going to do? No, Allah is there. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. There is another person. He has. And he's prepared him. We may not know him. Most people didn't know when Imam al-Askari was martyred. Most people didn't know there is another imam. They thought it's it and they were worried. You shouldn't have been worried. If you're strong believers, I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen him, but there is someone. Allah is there. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Going back to the contemporary example, when they assassinated, the Israelis assassinated Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi in Palestine, in Lebanon, excuse me. Again with helicopters, they attacked. He had his whole family in the car. The car is still there in Baalbek. If you go, you visit the Maida shrine, the car is there, the remains of the car. They bombed it with helicopters. Everybody was killed. Himself, his family, I think one of his perhaps children, if I remember correctly, that was not there survived, but everybody else that was with him. Well, people, what's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Hassan Nasrullah, prepared for that. People didn't know. We didn't know. What's going to happen? No. Said Hassan Nasrullah, نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها. Same thing happened over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. So good news for the believers and bad news for the kuffar. If you thought this is it, kuffar, sorry, bad news for you. You are making the circumstances worse for yourself. If you think, Mr. Trump, that this was a victory for you, let me give you bad news. This is the day of your defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. It's not me or anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. And you're working in His plan. And for the believers, see, Qasim Sulaymani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and all of these shuhada, these two specifically, they are on this. No, they are not terrorists. You are terrorists who create these scenes. You kill these individuals. You kill innocent people. They are the ones that liberated Iraq from Daesh. They liberated Syria from Daesh. The Daesh, the ISIS that you created. If you think this was a victory, sorry. The right of the Ahlul Bayt that he hastens the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, that he helps us become his true and close companions like these shuhada were. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, to protect them from the kuffar and the plots of the kuffar.